My name is Brent Weigel. The date today is February 23rd, 2008, and I'm here with Ruth Bennett from Hurt Park Neighborhood, and we're at the Jerusalem Baptist Church. We'll talk about some of Ms. Bennett's memories of the area. So, Ms. Bennett, where did you grow up here in the neighborhood?
When my father bought a house up here, I was, I think about 16 or 17, something like that. And we lived on Salem Avenue, 1223 Salem Avenue Southwest, which we've torn that house down now. And I just sold a lot a couple of weeks ago. I didn't get what I wanted for it, but I took what they gave me because it's just sitting there, and I'm paying tax year after year after year. Mm-hmm. And I needed the money. And my furnace, when we had that storm, and I had to have a new furnace put in my house. And it took right much money, so I just sold it in and thanked the Lord that I got enough to have a furnace put in. Mm-hmm. And my children, my oldest child, she's 55 now, she started school at Loudoun Avenue, on Loudoun Avenue Northwest. This was before they finished Hurt Park. And Mrs. Estelle Golden was her first grade teacher at Loudoun Avenue. Then she moved, they finished Hurt Park, and she started in the second or third grade with Miss Barbara Brown. She was a teacher at Hurt Park at that time. Then I got two more children, a daughter and a son, that started at Hurt Park and went all the way from grade one to grade six, as far as Hurt Park used to go. Now, I don't know where to go now, it's been a long time. But anyway, and then I had four more children, and they started at West End. Over here, mm-hmm. They had some kind of line. They say if you live on this side of the street, you should go this place and that. And we had to send our children where they want us to send them. Because they could have started at Hurt Park too, but they didn't. I mean, the city did all of this, but anyway, that's what happened. I can tell you that. Mm-hmm. And they all finished Hurt Park. They finished high school, and I got three graduates from college. My oldest daughter graduated from Hollins College. She's working on her master's degree now. She's a teacher, and her name is Robin Bullard. She's married. She has two daughters. My next daughter is Angela Bennett, and she finished Morgan State University in Maryland. She was a social worker. She took sick with a vertebrae in her neck, and she was paralyzed for 2 or 3 years. And she had to stop working. She's on disability now. She's not old enough to get Social Security. Mm-hmm. They like give her $500 and some to live on. And that's no money.
A month?
A month.
Yeah.
Most apartments is $300, $400. She just happened to get on Section 8 because she's disabled. But at the time, they told us she would never walk again. She would never be able to do anything for herself. But that was a tale. Because now when she first came home, we all pitched in and hope her. I have seven children, the mother of seven children, and she's my second oldest. And right now, she lives in an apartment by herself. She cooks for herself. She keeps her apartment clean. And she drives a car. They said she'd never drive. But she's driving because she carries me to the grocery store. Because I don't drive, you know?
Yeah.
And she's just a self-made person. Mm-hmm. I've decided that she's going to get better. Now, she can't walk by herself, but she's in an electric wheelchair. She comes out, some of the grandchildren help her get in the car, fold the wheelchair up and put it in the back. She goes anywhere she want to go. do most anything she wanted to. So that's a blessing by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my husband is 80, and he had a stroke 10 years ago, and he can't walk. And the children help him, and I got some neighbors that come in and help us. But he'll never be able to walk off. It's been 10 years now, and he belonged to this church.
Mm-hmm.
He was chairman of the trustee board for a long time out here.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet here in Roanoke?
Who? Me and my husband?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. And we've been married way over 50 years. But so far, the Lord has kept us together. I look after him and he look after me.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing fine. We own our own home. Then I got four more children under them, way down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them finished Morristown. And where is Morristown located at? Tennessee. Morristown, Tennessee. She's a nurse. And the others just finished high school, and they work, take care of their families. All of them are married, but the one I told you that's in the wheelchair, and my son. I have a son. He's never been married, but he has two grown sons.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that mostly I can remember is when they had a housing place up here in Hurd Park where they just tore down.
Mm-hmm.
That was before that. They looked like Quonset huts. And a lot of people lived there because it was a low income, you know. And I never lived there, but people lived there that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the older people that I can remember are just about dead and gone, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a difference. Sometimes we get to talking about different people that we knew and taught us Sunday school, we went to Sunday school. And you miss them old people. Because at that time, they were the old people. And now, we are the old people. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, if you're over 70, you're old.
Yeah.
So, I don't have a lot of history about things that went on up here. They try to tell me, can you remember when this place was here? When this place was here? I said, no, I can't remember all that.
Who were some of the people you remember that you respected back then?
Let's see. Miss Madge Wheaton, she's dead. She was a school teacher. And she went to this church. Miss Grace Reynolds, she was an elder lady. She sung on the choir. Mr. Moles Younger, he lived on 12 and a half street. He was an older man. He sung on the choir. Oh, just so many people, you know. Mm-hmm. I can't think about all of them, but those that were close, that lived closer to us. And Miss Davis, I can't think of Miss Davis' first name. All I know is Miss Davis. She has a daughter out there, and she's got a granddaughter out there that goes to this church.
Mm-hmm.
All of my children belong to this church, all but one. And just people that I grew up with just about are dead, you know, gone on,
mm-hmm.
that went to this church and that I knew as friends and neighbors, you know. And that's just about all I can tell you about Hurd Park. And I can't remember how old I was when we first moved to Southwest. Well, they used to call it the old Southwest. But I don't know what they call it. They got different names now for this and different names for the other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But all of my children just about went to, started out at Hurd Park School. And Miss Beulah Caldwell at that time, I think Beulah was the first principal that we had at Hurd Park. Then I can remember James Robinson. He used to sell, the city of Roanoke was selling apple butter at that time. And he used to go around and sell apple butter for the city, you know. He was a Republican. I've never been a Republican. But he was a friend of ours, you know. Oh, well, that's just about all I can tell you. Oh, will that help or not?
Oh, no.
But anyway.
What was school like back then when you went to school?
Well, schools were segregated. We used to have to walk past schools to go to Harrison School over here on Harrison Avenue, where the Harrison Museum is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We didn't have buses like they have for kids now. We walked to Allison High School. They called it Lucy Allison High School at that time.
Were you walking farther than most kids had to walk?
No, some lived further than where we lived, you know. But it was segregation. We used to go downtown to Cressus. We couldn't drink out the same water fountain that you drank out of.
Mm-hmm.
And those kind of things, you know. We couldn't eat at the lunch counters where you all ate at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when my children come along, it was some difference. They could eat where they want to eat. But that's been over 50 years, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that makes a difference. But I can remember when we used to get on the bus, we had to sit in the back of the bus. We couldn't just get on the bus and take a seat where we do, like we do now.
Mm-hmm.
And that made a difference in people growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And different in the Republicans and the Democrats. So you don't know anything about this. How old are you?
27.
Oh, you young boy. And things like that I can remember. We used to have a streetcar
mm-hmm.
up and down Patterson Avenue. And we used to love to ride the streetcar when I was a kid.
How much
I don't
it
think
cost?
It was about 5 cents at that time. Yeah. 5 or 10 cents. We had a black movie. We used to go to the movie. And we couldn't go to none of the white movies. We only went to Virginia Theater, which is on Henry Street. It's closed down now. But I can remember as a kid, we used to go on Saturday to the movies, and most of them was westerns. I love a western movie.
Yeah.
I still like them. And it was like 10 cents to go to the movie. We used to go downtown to Cressus. You remember Cressus? Mm-hmm. 5 or 10 cents though? And they used to sell, well, candy, cake. And we used to take 5 cents and go down there and get us a, what you call, scrap cookies. And you get enough cookies to last all day. And at that time, a nickel or a dime was a whole lot of money to us.
Because
mm-hmm. that's what old people had to give you. I mean, they didn't have no bundle of money like kids getting there.
Really?
I don't know what an allowance was at that time.
Did you have any jobs, or your friends have any jobs when you were kids?
No, I never really had a job until I got grown. But we had to go to school. Bring in that coal and wood. At that time, we had coal and wood stove. All these old houses up here didn't have no furnaces in them. House I live in, we put a furnace in our house.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an old house.
Mm-hmm.
But it carried us all through. I had 7 children and myself and my husband. And we've made it this far.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the going got tough, but we had to stay right with it. Mm-hmm. And all of my children finished high school, every one of them. That was one thing I insisted on, going to Sunday school on Sundays and finish high school. If you didn't go, night service, it used to be something called BYP, that was for the young people. They didn't go back in the evening. As long as they went to Sunday school at 9:30 on Sunday morning, that was something I insisted on my children doing, and they did it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get them all by the hand and march down Salem Avenue. Come straight down Salem Avenue.
See to it, huh?
See to it that they went to Sunday school, and I went with them. But now young people send it to them. Put them off on somebody else. I didn't put my children off on nobody. I was their mother, and I took care of them until they got big enough to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I got to say. I don't know whether that's any help to you or not. But that's some of the things that I went through as an adult, raising
right.
my children.
What were some of the jobs you had when you were older?
Well, I didn't have, I worked in domestic work, working for white people. Housekeeping. I worked at motels. I worked at several daycares as a cook for the daycares they have now.
Mm-hmm.
I worked up until last year in October when my legs started to fail me. And I worked, the last job I had was over here at this new daycare across the bridge. Gray building, you can see it from 10th Street, I can't think of the name of it. But I worked as a foster grandparent after I got a little helping with the children. taking them to the bathroom, teaching them how to eat proper, you know, things like that. And it didn't pay a lot of money, but it gave me a lot of experience helping somebody else's child. Because you'd be surprised that children that day don't know how to sit down and eat a meal. These younger parents take children to McDonald's, Burger King. We never took our children to places like that. I cooked and I fed my children. We all sit down at the table at a certain time and ate dinner, breakfast, and lunch. So it's a whole lot of difference now and then when I was raising my children. So,
what were some of your favorite recipes when you're cooking at home?
Oh, I'm a sweet potato casserole person. I can make sweet potato pies. I can make pancakes. I can cook some good turkeys. We always had turkey at Thanksgiving and Christmas. If we didn't have anything else, we had a turkey. And we fed 9 people. And we sat down at the table, it was almost as big as this one. And all 9 of us sit down at the same time and ate, as long as my children was at home. And now at Christmas time, they all come to my house. They call my house the big house. And they come to my house. And on Christmas morning, we have what you call a seafood buffet. All of the children, grandchildren. I got 11 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren. They all come to my house and we don't serve anything but seafood all day. We don't cook our turkeys, have our Christmas dinner on Christmas. We wait until after Christmas. Then we go to one of the children's house, and that's where we have our Christmas dinner. And everybody would bring the gifts to my house, and we would exchange gifts. Now that we got a little money now, well, we got more than we had, we stopped giving individual gifts because they got so high after children and grandchildren start coming. So now all of the children, myself, my husband, we pull names. And we make our gifts $100. If my oldest daughter got my name, she would give me $100. She would ask me what I want. And we put it on paper, what we want. Now, I'm a person, I like money. Because nobody can please me. I'm very hard to please in buying things. But so when they get my name, say, Mama, what you want? Whoever got your name, what do you want? I said, give me money. Because I like to buy what I like. Everybody can't please me. I'm very hard to please. So they all give me money. And we do that all, stay together all day Christmas. And we go with things that has happened in the past when the children was growing up. They tell little tall tales. And we just have a blessed day on Christmas. And that's what we do in my house every Christmas.
Do you know... do you have any stories or any knowledge of what your family was like before you, like your grandparents, where they were from, and how everybody came to Roanoke?
Now, my mother died when I was 5. I can just barely remember my mother. And my grandmother, which was her mother, I can't remember her much. And my father died at an early age, you know. I mean, back then, my aunt raised me, and my brother, it was 2 of us. And he's deceased. He's been deceased over 20-some years. But as far as remembering them way back then, we were just children, you know. But we had a good life. I've had a good life all my life. So I'm thankful to still be in the land of the living.
Did you have a garden at home?
Oh, Lord, yes. Yeah, I had a garden. I used to raise some of the biggest sweet potatoes you ever seen. Right on Salem Avenue. I just sold that lot. We lived there, and the house got burnt down. We went to fix it up, and at that time, the city come along and tore it down. And we had just had a new roof. We didn't have a lot of money. We didn't have house fire insurance. You know what I mean, on your homes like we do now. And they tore the house down, and I still kept the property. Me and my husband, we paid the tax on it up until, always paid up to now. And they came along and somebody wanted to buy it. And at first, I didn't want to sell it because it was for some old reasons that we had kept it so long, you know. And I talked to my husband. He said, yeah, go ahead and sell it. So it ain't doing us no good. We done got too old a garden now. But I still, around my front yard, I have tomatoes. I had the prettiest tomato plant you ever seen, tomatoes. We still raise tomatoes. Mm-hmm. But you say a nice garden, don't sell that.
Do you have any chickens?
No, I never had chickens.
No?
No, I never lived like in the country. You couldn't, around here, you couldn't have no chickens, amount or nothing. It was a man way up on Salem Avenue where they built, getting ready to build there. He had a chicken farm. He used to have chickens. Okay, Mr. Williams was his name. I think it was. But that's been a many years ago, honey.
Were there a lot of stores in the neighborhood that you go to buy things you needed?
No, won't anything but grocery stores. Kroger's used to be up here. Micamac was out on 13th Street Southwest. And now they got laundromats out there. They got 2-3 stores out there. But I can't afford to go to them stores because they're too high. I have to go to Walmart, Kroger's. We only get a pension a month, me and my husband. And we have to live on that. I got lights, water, gas, telephone bill, insurance, medicine. Mm-hmm. And you have to economize. Mm-hmm. You have to go where, I go where the sales are. If it's a sale, you'll see me if I need it. But it's been good.
Was the Kroger pretty small that was in the neighborhood?
Yeah, it was sort of small, but they had most of everything you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they got a Thriftway out on Patterson Avenue. Still got that. That's still out there. I shop out there sometimes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
They got these little, what you call these people? I can't call the names, but they're foreign people. They got a lot of stores around.
Okay.
And got two out here, right on 13th Street in Patterson. They are foreigners, and they come in and open up any place that they can get.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a living. Because a lot of people don't have cars to go to Kroger's and Walmart. Walmart is a good ways from here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
what did a lot of people do for jobs back then in the neighborhood?
Well, now my husband was lucky to have a good job. He worked for Norfolk and Southern, and he worked there for 47 years. And he made a decent living, you know what I mean? I mean, a good salary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what took care of his 7 children and me and him. But now a lot of people didn't have a good job. The silk mill used to be a good place for black people to work at. I never had nobody work at silk mill, but I knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in Denton.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother-in-law worked at GE. He's the one they took to the hospital this morning. Sugar went low. And that's where he retired. And my husband retired from Norfolk and Southern. And my pension that I get comes from when he worked. Because I never worked. I stayed at home and took care of my children until they got old enough to look at one, look after the other one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, people didn't work that had children. You had to stay at home and take care of your children.
Mm-hmm.
So I never had real good jobs, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I did what I could to help after my children began to go to college.
Mm-hmm. What did your husband do with the railroad? What was his job?
He sorted mail, loaded mail from the, like another train come through, put it on another car. And I can remember one time, my husband worked at night, and they had a dead body on the train, and they unloaded it here to put it on another train when it came through, and they left the dead body out on the train platform, and the train had to come back and get the body, and we laugh about that thing there sometimes. I left the man was late going to his own funeral. But that's one of the things that had happened when he worked there. But he worked there for 47 years.
Wow.
And he retired from Norfolk. It was Norfolk and Southern. Mm-hmm. Now, N&W, that's Norfolk and Southern.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
I get sort of mixed up because it's been so long, you know.
Yeah, it changes.
And things change.
Mm-hmm. What do you miss most about the neighborhood? The way things used to be?
Well, we didn't have a lot of crime like we do now. We got young folks that sells pot. And I don't know about pot because I never even seen it. Mm-hmm. When I was young, we had no money to buy no pot. You're lucky to get a 5 cent soda pop, crack and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
That young people go through now, you know. Mm-hmm. And I miss a lot of the older people. And when my children was growing up, if an elderly person saw my child doing something, they had our permission to correct them. You go out here and then try to correct somebody's child, you might have to fight. That's the way things, the different things have changed. Mm-hmm. Older people would come and tell me, I saw your child doing something. I said, well, you got my permission to whip them if they need whipping. You go whip somebody's child now. Even the law run our children. When they got to the place to tell the mothers and fathers that you can't whip your child, that was one of the worst things that the law could have ever done. I spanked my children, every one of them. They did right wrong and didn't do what I tell them to do. They got it. Mm-hmm. And it made good human beings out of them. No, I never been in jail for robbery, stealing, or nothing like that. Because I didn't put up with that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But now, kids do. Kids are raising their mothers. That's just the way things are. Mm-hmm. And that's not only in the black section, that's in the white sections too. Mm-hmm.
Does Roanoke still seem kind of segregated to you now? Even though it's not officially that way?
In a way it does, but not like it used to be. Now we can feel free to go where we want to go. We used to couldn't go to Hotel Roanoke. Mm-hmm. Or Patrick Henry Hotel. Or none of those places like that. We wasn't allowed at them. Mm-hmm. Black people won't. So that has changed because now we go where we want to go. Mm-hmm. People might not want us there, but we go.
Yeah.
As long as you pay and they let you in, you know?
Right.
So, that's all I got to say. I'm getting out of here.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I don't know whether I'll give you anything.